This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. China's consumer quality watchdog has asked U.S. infant formula producer Abbott Laboratories to recall a couple of batches of potentially tainted milk powder over botulism concerns. The General Administration of Quality Supervision, Inspection, and Quarantine has been alerted by the New Zealand Embassy here in Beijing that two batches of Abbott brand products manufactured by New Zealand dairy giant Fonterra may be tainted with the botulinum bacteria. Abbott says these two batches of products were not made from contaminated raw materials from Fonterra, but were packaged in Fonterra's production lines. Recalled products include almost 7,200 boxes, including 112 that have already been sold. Chinese maritime authorities have issued an early warning for high waves that may occur in the South China Sea due to the impact of both a tropical depression and a southwestern monsoon. The National Marine Environmental Forecasting Center has issued a blue warning for sea waves as high as 3 to 5 meters in the western part of the South China Sea. Center is also warning of waves that will measure 2 to 3 meters in the waters off Hainan. Center says the tropical depression may develop into a tropical storm. Chinese researchers say they've uncovered more evidence of the use of germ warfare by Japanese forces in Yunnan during the war. The findings by the researchers are suggesting the widespread use of protective measures to ensure Japanese troops did not become infected with the plague, anthrax, and cholera. Researchers also contend the Japanese troops poisoned wells along the route leading from Yunnan into neighboring Myanmar during the invasion in 1942. The research by the Harbin Academy of Social Sciences is now trying to determine how closely the germ warfare activities in Yunnan are linked to the notorious Unit 731. This was the secret Japanese biological and chemical weapons research unit which operated out of the northeast of China during the Japanese occupation of the region. 13 bodies have been recovered, but 10 are still missing following a mass kidnapping in southwestern Pakistan. The group was riding on two buses on their way to the province of Punjab when they were taken from their vehicles by men dressed as security personnel. Before the kidnapping, militants checked the identity cards of all those on the bus and led all of them from Punjab away. This took place after their convoy was first set upon by assailants before the kidnapping, who were fought off by actual Frontier Corps security personnel. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for the kidnapping. 5 Indian troops are dead following clashes near the line of control in Kashmir. Indian authorities claim the Indian troops were attacked by Pakistani soldiers who crossed into Indian-controlled territory. The firefight has taken place in a remote region of Kashmir, not far from the Chinese border. So far, Pakistani authorities have not responded to the allegations put forward by India. India and Pakistan have fought 2 separate wars over Kashmir since their respective independence from Britain. There's been another mass shooting in the United States. 3 people are reportedly dead and a number of others wounded after someone opened fire on a municipal council meeting in a small community north of the city of Philadelphia. Local reports out of Ross Township are suggesting the gunman opened fire on the council meeting from outside the building, killing 2 instantly. The 3rd victim later died while en route to hospital. Local reports are suggesting that at least 3 others are in critical condition. Police have a 59-year-old suspect in custody. Hiroshima has marked the 68th anniversary of the Western Japanese city's atomic bombing on Tuesday. Annual memorial ceremony has been attended by some 50,000 people, including war survivors, bereaved family members, and Japan's Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe. Among them are also representatives from 70 different countries and the European Union. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says the deaths caused by the nuclear attack are too terrible for the Japanese people to describe, and that the Japanese people have a responsibility to abolish nuclear weapons. Many memorial events are scheduled throughout the day on Tuesday at a ceremony in which more than 100,000 paper lanterns will be floated down a river next to the Hiroshima Peace Memorial. Australia's central bank has cut its benchmark interest rate to a record low of 2.5%. The cut is being used to try to spur a fresh wave of economic growth. The Reserve Bank of Australia has cut the rate by 25 basis points. Cut is in line with analysts' expectations. It comes just days after Prime Minister Kevin Rudd called a general election for September 7th. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.